life. Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can take control. That is the point of the program. Anything goes here. It doesn't matter. Whatever is on your mind. Of course, it is a special Labor Day weekend. That means that most people don't have to go to work on Monday. It probably means there's an extra level of partying going on this weekend, as people tend to do.
It means that most talk show hosts are not working on the Saturday before Labor Day.
This is true, and a lot of them aren't going to work on Labor Day either, although we will be here live throughout the weekend. Free Talk Live
takes being live seriously. Yeah. It's in the name of the show.
Johnson actually joining us here, Ian and Mark in the studio with you. I don't know if you wanted to be on the air. But
sure, just dropping in. Why not?
You positioned the microphone in front of your mouth, so I figured that meant that, that you were interested. But Johnson just having, I guess, completed a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Literally just signed the lease hours ago.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah. That's exciting. This has been a long time coming,
yes,
too.
Yes, very long. Very, very, very long time.
So how's it feel?
It feels good.
Yeah?
I feel free already.
Did you take your seatbelt off when you crossed the border?
No, not at all. I don't believe in that one. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in that one. But I may ride a bicycle or a motorcycle without a helmet, maybe. Who knows?
Wait a second. You think it's a bad idea to drive around without your seatbelt on, but you think it's a good idea to ride around without a motorcycle helmet on?
Well, I feel like if you're in one of those accidents, you're better off dying.
Okay.
Maybe on the bicycle one, it's probably a good idea to occasionally wear a helmet, but it depends on what you're doing, how careful you're being. If you're doing some sort of a sport biking, then you absolutely wear a helmet. But if you're just casually riding around, I think you could probably get away with it. It's probably still a good idea to wear a helmet, but you could probably get away with it.
You're coming up here from Connecticut. It's a big change.
Yeah, actually, I made a post on my way up here. As I was driving up to sign my lease, I see a big billboard that says, "Real patriots pay their fair..." Oh, no, it says taxes. "Real patriots pay their fair share."
That's funny because, a lot of the people that are maybe anti-tax would call themselves patriots. So I guess that's kind of what they're targeting there.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. My thought is that, the fair share of something that I'm not using is zero.
Right. Also, what they decide what your fair share is. Somebody in the government claiming to represent you working for somebody who claims to represent you decides what your fair share is.
Sure. And they also decide what you're using. Because you don't have a choice as to what services or pieces of land and whatnot that you're actually able to use or not.
Well, it's interesting. I have a friend who lives in Tokyo, and he has to pay income taxes.
U.S. income tax.
U.S. income tax. And he lives in Tokyo and stays in Tokyo and doesn't even intend to come back to the United States. Mm. I mean, that's not even his intention.
It's your fair share forever.
Right. The United States government believes his fair share is whatever the percentage is above $80,000 a year that he earns. And that's just it. I mean, that's his fair share.
Fair share. It's such an insulting sounding term.
Mm-hmm. Here's another question for you guys, because you guys have been, I've been out of radio and out of politics for a while, so I'm paying attention sort of, in a cursory way. So another thing that I saw a lot of stickers is everybody this like fervor for Elizabeth Warren.
Who?
Elizabeth Warren.
Are you driving through Massachusetts?
I was driving through Massachusetts, Connecticut. I saw them here. I've seen them everywhere. The Democrats are like in a froth over Elizabeth Warren. I know she was responsible during the original like economic crisis collapse. Like she was head of something.
She's a politician.
Some sort of economic. I feel bad that I don't
she's
even know who she is.
Running,
she
is. She really running is. For Congress against the what was it, Brown, the guy that's.
She's running for Congress now, but her claim to fame was originally that she was some sort of monetary policy person who when she was asked, like, what, you know, I think she was during Bush, actually, and she was asked, like, how did this happen? What's going on? She's just sort of like, so she was almost kind of embarrassed about it. And yet somehow her, like, goofy, quirky ways seem to make all the Democrats really like her. So,
she's like a female Biden?
I don't know. I don't get it.
She's running for Congress
so you guys
in Massachusetts.
Know any more than I do.
She's, you know, they're making a big deal. She's running her in Scott Brown, the Republican that took over. I think
he
it
was supposed to save everything, right?
Yeah, the Kennedy seat.
That guy?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he's a very moderate Republican. But I mean, this lady's just off the wall, off the chart lefty.
Okay.
And you know, by that I mean a socialist. I don't mean you know, somebody who believes in you know, like a what they call a classic liberal. And you know, I mean, it's a big hullabaloo down in
so is, I mean, that's what's surprising to you, Johnson, that somebody who would be a lefty would be exciting to people that live
well,
in Massachusetts?
Well, it's just that she's also, I mean, I guess it's because she's lefty. I didn't know really why she was lefty, but just her media appearances in the past, she's been on, you know, The Daily Show a couple times, and she was on the news in regards to this economic stuff, and she didn't strike me as competent.
Well, if she's a politician, I mean, how many politicians do?
They don't have to be competent. I mean, you know, all they have to do is succeed in getting...
They just have to be better than the other guy as far as the voters are concerned.
To make it to the top in primary and then beat out the other guy. In Massachusetts, all you have to do is make it to the top of the Democratic primary.
I guess you do have to be competent in politics in order to get to the point of where somebody like this would be. You know, Mitt Romney
right,
and Barack Obama...
That's a scary concept.
Right, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama are very competent in politics, but not so much, you know, necessarily... life.
And that's a frightening thing. Like, what does it take to be competent at politics?
The ability to backstab, to lie, to scheme, to threaten, to promise.
There's a lot of, yeah, a lot of empty promises.
Yeah, kiss babies, shake hands, make, you know, do a good, you have to be pretty good at speaking. Public speaking is
yep.
pretty good.
Public
pretty
speaking's important. Sure.
You know, look
and
nice in
of
a
course,
suit.
That doesn't have anything to do with leading a nation if one
no,
could do
it's
such
about
a thing.
Getting elected.
Sure.
Ah, this was her claim to fame. Okay, now I remember why or who she was. Okay, so she's American. She's an expert, apparently, in American bankruptcy law and a Harvard law professor.
Okay.
And she was the one who was responsible for overseeing the TARP bailouts.
Meaning she approved them of some...
She was the one who was, like, she was the oversight.
I see.
She was the one to make sure that... She was the one who was supposed to make sure that the TARP bailouts were going according to plan.
Well, let's get her in office.
Well, now, didn't I hear there's some more bailouts coming?
There's a QE3.
What's that?
Okay, quantitative easing is issued by the Federal Reserve, which is not necessarily a federal agency.
And it's the third round of it, right?
It's a quantitative ease. It's a quasi-federal agency. I mean, it's a group of banks that the president, appoints some board members for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the quantitative easing is really just the Federal Reserve making it easier to borrow money, lowering interest rates, essentially, inflating the currency, putting more dollars into the marketplace, and devaluing the value of the dollars that people have in their
accounts. So there was QE2, which was the second round of it, and now there's going to be a third one?
Which is also a boat. Yep.
A boat?
Yes. The Queen Elizabeth II is the...
Oh, Queen... Okay, gotcha.
That's why the QEs have been shorted down, the quantitative easing, and then quantitative easing 2 has been shortened down to QE. But, yes. So what was the question?
I don't know. Okay. Something about QE2, 3,
yeah, there's going to be probably... Bernanke has hinted at a QE3. And I don't know what else they can really do. They've got this kind of lackluster recovery and the jobless recovery. I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Is this supposed to be a recovery? I mean, that's what the official media line is, right? Like, the official political and media line is that
it's a recovery
an economic
if you have
recovery.
A job. It's not if you don't. That's the answer.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a recovery when you don't have a job.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That might be a good question for Labor Day weekend is... You know, how do you feel about the economy on this Labor Day weekend? Do you feel like things are better than they've been over the past couple of years? Or is that all just sort of an illusion the government is trying to, and the media are trying to propagate to, I don't know, avoid the issue for the elections or
do
what?
Do you really think that Mitt Romney is going to turn this around? Do you think that Barack Obama, who's had it for 4 years now, is going to turn it around? I mean, this is the thing that really just amazes me is we've got the two of the worst choices for turning around the economy here, and then I've got to pick between them. No thanks.
No, you don't. You don't. There are other options.
That's, the suggestion is that I have to pick between them.
Right. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We can also talk about internet addiction as well on the way here, which is, I have to admit, I've got a problem. I really do. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. It's a live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Create the content you see there. Everything that's down the main page, created by listeners like you. And you can do that by going to freetalklive.com and submitting show prep. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you want us to perhaps talk about it on the air, submit it to the website, and then vote on other show prep that you see there. It could be a news item, could be a YouTube video, could be a blog post. Whatever you think's interesting or fun or whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, you submit it and then others vote on it. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive as we continue and take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. But first, I want to tell you about gold and silver, how you can get some.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to talk radio right now without hearing ads for gold. And when I was looking to buy gold the first time, I found it really confusing. What I found was I'd call these companies, and you know, they'd kind of do the bait and switch on you. I'm calling about getting some gold. They want you to buy some numismatic collectible coins. Well, I don't want collectible coins. I just want some gold to invest in so that I can sell it and make some money sometime in the future. Well, what you need to do is you need to be able to have things you can compare, and you need to buy low so you can sell high. Gold.freetalklive.com gives you common gold coins, silver coins that you can compare with other places. We believe we have some of the best rates over there. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to expedite the situation. They are also connected with the company that produces our show. So we're real happy with them. We're close with them. And we believe we got some of the best prices at gold.freetalklive.com. Go over there and compare. Before you buy, go to gold.freetalklive.com.
That's where I get my silver. Let's go to the phones and to the phone. We got A-Rod on the line in Hotlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
It's E-Rod.
Hey, oh, is it E-Rod you say?
E-Rod.
I apologize.
So
go
you're
ahead.
Not Alex Rodriguez.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Very good, sir.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question. You know, in the the months immediately after 9/11, talk show hosts throughout the nation were continually calling on the Muslim community to, you know, to call in and show and even express their condemnation of what the evil Osama bin Laden and the Muslims did, you know, and particularly here in Atlanta area, the talk show hosts always, you know, referred to the peace-loving religion of Islam. You know, where's the outrage in that community? Well, it's a question I want to ask you guys. In all the years that you have been doing your program, has any of the peace officers of this nation ever called in condemning the action of one of their own?
Sure. Yeah,
have they really? Have they called in?
Yep.
Have they? Okay, that's very unusual because, you know, I'm thinking particularly, and last night you guys, you know, touched on just a little bit. I was raised, you know, in the Los Angeles area, and there was a, you know, recent incident where this one lady, I'm a registered nurse, you know, was pulled over by a police officer for allegedly talking on the cell phone. And, you know, there's video of it, and it is so horrific. She was taken down to the ground, not once, but twice, and the last time, in handcuffs, face down to the ground. And I'm just wondering, you know.
And then there was before you get to that, there was the lady we talked about last night, also in L.A., who was basically kicked to death by the police.
Yes, yeah, that was that one as well.
Yep.
But this one right here, I mean, she's a registered nurse. And you know, I guess a couple of weeks ago you had one lady called in who was a nurse, and she was a pro-police. You know, she's got her friends, and they're
right.
And they're good people and all this and that. But, you know, I'm wondering, where are the good peace officers who look at that video? I mean, why aren't they calling in and saying, you know what, this was completely out of line? Allegedly, she was talking back to the police. But let me remind everybody, it's not against the law to talk back to a police officer. I mean, you know, this is their job. They have to take it. If you're in customer service or work in retail, if you have an irate customer, you don't have the right to grab them and slam their face into the counter.
Right. But you've got to keep a smile on your face and be friendly and deal with it.
Exactly. Exactly. And if these people can't do this, I suggest that they quit the job. But if you saw the video, I mean, I'm just wondering, where are all the good cops?
They claim to be out there, but when we talk to them, the answer is usually that they're afraid. Usually the good cops, if they're out there, are afraid of the bad cops. And afraid, I mean, look at what the bad cops do to people. I mean, they kill people, they commit arson, they murder, you know, they destroy property.
And the good cops don't have the backing of the of their administration.
Because they tend to be bad guys, too, in the administration. So they're worried about...
When they step in and they attempt to stop, the times that they do attempt to stop things, oftentimes the administration will side with the cop that was using violence, uncalled for violence, because it's not terribly uncommon, and the department can rally around that. But if a police officer steps in and makes one officer look bad, then they have to pick between the two. They don't want to pick. They just want to be able to, you know, gird the battleship, and we can, you know, we'll just move this through as a little PR stunt. We'll be fine.
Yeah, don't break the thin blue line.
Well, where are the rest of all these conservative clone talk show hosts who have been calling for? Where are the good Muslims? Well, why aren't they speaking out against the cops?
It's against the conservative line to take any position that would possibly offend law enforcement.
Well, why don't they? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
They're cowards. First of all, they have a worshipful attitude towards them. Right. Nothing that law enforcement can do is wrong.
Because conservatives basically are people that hearken back to a time in the past. I mean,
even if it didn't actually exist.
That's what it's always been throughout the political process. Conservatives are people that, you know, they like the old way. Whether the old way was the king or just the way things were, you'll often hear conservatives say, we need to get back to, and then they'll say such and such a time. And they'll describe that, and that's what they mean by it. Whereas, and back probably, you know, cops had less power and probably abused it less. I don't know, maybe.
Can I momentarily channel a Southern conservative here?
All right, go.
Do whatever you want.
They're protecting your rights, boy. they're protecting your rights, boy. They're standing up. They might have to kick a couple heads. But they're out there guarding you every day. Why don't you give them some respect? You shut your mouth.
Yeah, right. And after they slammed that poor nurse to the ground, afterwards they gave the celebratory, you know, fist bump. Like, we killed that bitch. You know what? That is just incredible. I mean, I don't know why. Oh my God. I mean, I was so horrified by that. I mean, they fist bump. You know what?
Sick.
Monday is Labor Day. And I wonder when these two cops show up at the cop picnic, I wonder whether or not they'll be greeted by a bunch of high fives. Yeah, good job, man. Good takedown.
Absolutely.
Good takedown.
Dude, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but there's video from Miami, and it's probably 6-7 years old at this point. The lady in red. Do you remember this?
Where she is a lawyer.
A lawyer was nearby some protests. I don't even remember what the protests were about, but she was nearby some protests. She decided she was going to grab a sign and join the protest. She grabs this sign, and the police shoot her up with rubber bullets. And later on, this was months later, we found out that the cops had themselves a meeting afterwards, and they
videoed it,
and it was all caught on video, and they were all fist bumping and hippity hop about, woo, yeah, we really showed that bitch, and they were all about shooting the hell out of this woman. Hang on, E-Rod, we'll bring you back here in moments. You can also comment as well. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep, guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we give to you there. They're all completely free. We've got listening options, including live streams, our broadband version of the show, dial-up, as well as a mid-band version, so different bit rates for different size internet connections. All free at listen.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. You can also learn more about our over 110 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines. Listen lines allowing you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live to your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Oh, sorry, Mark, you should turn your microphone on.
Yeah, that's just what it ought to do. SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines, and SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company and you need to try something new in the area of collections or early outbilling and maybe even have them purchase your charged-off receivables, SACL can do it. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. We thank Jason Osborne, the principal over there at SACL CAI.
We still got E-Rod on the line here in Atlanta, and he'd asked a question right before we went to break about the police and, you know, where are the good cops? Why don't they come out and, you know, call out these bad cops out there? And that's because, in my opinion, the bad cops are the majority. The bad cops are in the positions of power. And typically, I think it's the bad cops who call in with the claim that, oh, it's just a few bad apples. Because now and then we'll have a cop call in and act like, oh, yeah, it's just one or two guys. It's really hardly anybody out there that's a bad cop. And I think that that's actually usually a bad cop covering with kind of the official line about the way things are. Because when you look at the examples of cops in groups and how they behave very poorly. And I was giving the examples.
There's no evidence for this, for what you're saying. What there is evidence for is the police unions and police chiefs associations do not want people to videotape police officers in the line of their duty. Most of their organizations have come out against the practice of people videotaping police while they're doing their jobs on the public dime, on public property, you know, as public servants, and one has to ask oneself why. Secondarily, here's a true statement. A true statement is generally when police are accused of something, they are exonerated. And generally, when the public is accused, the average person is accused
guilty.
Of something, they are guilty. There are fewer, it's less than 0.25% of people are found innocent at trial. It's an incredibly low number. And yeah, there's certainly
it's about the reverse for the police.
Like, I think probably
about 99% of the cops are found innocent.
I disagree with that statement. I think
really?
I think it's a higher number.
It's higher than 99%.
No, I think it's lower than 99, higher
98.9?
Than
98.7.
I'm not going to play that game with you, Ian. And I think
you know, you went off the rails, though, Mark. And E-Rod, you still there?
Well, yeah, I'm still here, yeah. And you know what? All that is great and good. But, you know, I guess my basic question is that, you know, it's programs. It's only programs like, you know, the ones that you have. But, you know, what about all the, you know, all these other conservative clone, you know, talk show hosts? Why aren't they talking about these things? I mean, they're constantly harping on, oh, you know, we got to be fear of this Muslim terrorist. I mean, are you kidding me? You know what? I mean, like, I'm supposed to be afraid of some guy in a turban, you know, on the other side of the
Muslims
planet?
Don't hurt peaceful people around here. I mean, the Muslims, for the most part, are a peaceful group of folks. They're not out threatening violence on people
no.
like the police do. The police are the ones that I have to be afraid of because
exactly.
they're the ones who absolutely are hurting peaceful people. And I wanted to give you one more example to your earlier question before Mark kind of went off the rails talking about videoing the police, which I agree with him on. But the point I wanted to bring up was we had already pointed out how the police had been very excited down in Miami in a large group over shooting an innocent woman who had not harmed anybody with rubber bullets, just peppering her with rubber bullets as she was cowering in the middle of the street trying to block them with the sign that she was holding. But there's another example, and I don't remember which convention it was. It was a few years ago where the police union created a T-shirt for its officers.
This was the 2008 convention and Democratic convention in Denver.
Yeah, we get up early to beat the crowds.
Yep, right? It had this kind of picture of this sick, sadistic-looking cop with a club in his hand on the shirt, and you know that was widely accepted by the police in that department.
Yeah.
You didn't see any police officers speaking out against it. You didn't see any officers stand up during them, having their little powwow about shooting the woman in red and say, "Hey guys, that's not right."
Exactly.
No, they never stand up.
Exactly.
They never speak
out. It's outrageous. Outrageous. So if you would look at this video of this takedown, I mean, it would blow your mind. But if that wasn't bad enough, I saw another video of this guy laying on the ground, totally defenseless. He's been tased. He's been pepper sprayed. His face is to the ground. He's coughing and hacking. And it looked completely out of some movie. The cop looked at him. Oh, you have problem breathing? Oh, let me help you. And one quick, swift kick to the throat.
E-Rod, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
And this isn't to say the police are bad people. This is to say that when you put humans in positions of power, what is the Stanford Prison Experiment showed that people in positions of power will abuse those powers. There's science behind this.
But this is worse because it's unchecked, right? Like if you actually had competition in the area of protection, then they wouldn't have the same power that they do.
It's not really power in that way.
Right.
It's not power in the same way.
Well, I mean, like, you know,
it's not a monopolistic power.
That's the point. Like, you wouldn't have this total power, total control, total.
I'd ask you this right now. If you have a problem with a police officer, like the a la I shot the sheriff, you know, the old song where, you know, I shot the sheriff because the sheriff John Brown, you know, he was always after me. If you have a problem with a police officer, who are you going to call to protect you? I just don't think you can. I think your best bet is to leave town and not come back. Because I wouldn't trust other police officers on his
buddies.
Yeah, the people with whom he works. I don't know whether he's liked or disliked. I don't know any of these things.
There are internal politics where they don't necessarily get along.
Yeah,
that's true.
But you know, is one of those people going to use deadly force in order to protect you? You know, here's the point. If somebody's coming through your door to attack you, you can shoot and kill them, and you'll probably be just fine. Unless that person coming through your door is one of 40,000 drug raids that go on in this country every year. Some of those drug raids hit the wrong homes. And I ask you, what do you think would happen if you put a bullet through the person coming through your door and that person happens to be a police officer?
You are going to jail. That's what happened with Corey May.
You'll be darn lucky to make it to jail.
Corey May, right, exactly. If you survive the encounter, you will be going to prison. And, you know, we're going to continue with your calls here, by the way, 855-450-3733, if you'd like to respond. Because Erod's question, I think, is interesting. You know, why do those conservaclone talk show hosts not talk about this matter? And for that matter, how many of the liberal talk show hosts do as well?
Right.
It just seems like they're obsessed with politics, that they're obsessed with, you know, whatever their personal agenda is. And the conservative agenda has nothing to do, and the liberal agenda as well, has nothing to do with reforming the police. It just doesn't. They just kind of accept it as a given, and they worship them, and they look at them as heroes. They're taught when they're growing up that the police are your friends and that they're out there protecting, you know, the thin blue line between society and anarchy. And this kind of...
Of course, it's kind of silly, considering the police are a relatively new creation in the area of governance. Police are only 150 years old.
But people don't have
London.
That perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it happened a couple of generations ago, so it's just...
So it's always been that way.
It's always been that way.
So, you know, is there any conservative host or any liberal host who's going to get out there as regularly as Free Talk Live and actually address these issues, actually point out the constant abuse, the horrifying destruction of rights that the police are involved in? No, they just look the other way and they focus on electing some politician because they have some kind of political agenda that they want to promote, whatever that is, whatever the conservative or liberal agenda is. It has nothing to do with controlling, you know, putting these police in some sort of a situation that would actually hold them accountable for their actions.
Yeah, that's all I would really want. I think that accountability would, you know, if there was some way to create accountability, and I can only assume that that accountability would come with the elimination of what they call sovereign or limited immunity that they have.
Qualified immunity
that they have in doing their jobs. That, you know, they could do things in their jobs that you can't do, which makes them a different class of citizen.
Absolutely.
Than you.
And their word is taken as gold in court. If you've got a situation where there's no video, you know, it's your word versus the cops, you lose. 855-453, 1-855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, Labor Day weekend. We're here to take your phone calls about anything that you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Johnson has taken off. He was just kind of dropping in just to say hi, just welcome to town sort of thing. And for those of you who are longtime listeners of Free Talk Live, you remember Johnson. He was actually doing the show with us regularly back when we were down in Florida. So he's finally made the move, and that's great. So welcome to him to New Hampshire. And you could be joining us in New Hampshire as well as over 1,000 other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks as part of the Free State Project. If you love liberty and you actually are concerned with the continuing rise of the police state and the ever-increasing taxation and regulation of our lives, and you actually want to do something about it and live free, well, you have to get together with other people who think like you do. So if you love liberty and you're willing to do something about it, go to freestateproject.org. Learn about the Free State Project and get signed up and get moving. Get out of where you are, where nothing's happening or next to nothing is happening, and get together with other people where there's a lot going on. We had a great cop blocking episode again last night here in Keene out in Manchester. They also did some cop blocking where there was a police DUI checkpoint set up that they countered by giving folks the information in advance that they should turn away, and that went very successfully as well as I understand it. So there's stuff to do all across New Hampshire. Lots of political action is happening as well, and media creation and more. It's very exciting when you get together with other people that get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom. Go to freestateproject.org. In fact, today a brand new political party was formed here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which will be a very explicitly pro-secession party, because right now the regular parties, even the Libertarian Party, are not advocating secession, and we need to have a political party doing that. So some of the local liberty activists took that one up, and we'll probably talk more about that on into the future. We'll take your calls about anything you want. 855-453, that's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Richard, listening in Tupelo to WKMQ. Hey, Richard.
Hey, I think you guys are doing a real good job up there with your promotion of liberty, the cause of liberty.
Thank you, sir. What's
and
on your
I
mind tonight?
I wanted to comment about the police brutality. You have been focused on that.
Yes.
Well, it really has gotten much worse, especially since 9/11, in the last decade or so.
Has it gotten worse since 9/11, or has it only appeared to have gotten worse because more people have video cameras and they can more easily catch the police acting naughty?
No, it's gotten much worse.
How do you know?
Well, you have the state is increasing its power,
mm-hmm.
and the police are simply the club that the state uses against its citizens. So now these police, in other words, they become predatory. They're right in your face. And like right now is Labor Day weekend. They have all the traffic, the checkpoints,
yep.
where all the people now are going to be harassed. If you go out on the water, the boats, they're going to check you.
Sure.
And it's just become more authoritarian, the whole society.
I think that's true. I think that observation.
And it's because the statism. Now, you guys understand all this. As the state, like you said, as people worship the state and it's promoted, then that's just a part of it. I mean, that comes with statism.
Yeah, you know, the founding fathers of this country would have been really horrified at the idea of the king's men boarding any old boat they wanted to. And they, you know, they did that. And, you know, it's a problem. But for some reason, it is not a problem. It should not be a problem for an American citizen to have an American Coast Guard person or whomever boarding their boat. Well, what do they have to hide? Well, that would have been the same argument when the people of the United States were British citizens. What do you have to hide? Well, these people understood the value of integrity and privacy and sovereignty in your own things, in your person, papers, and effects. They understood these ideas. Now, admittedly, in the Fourth Amendment, they went and said that you need to have a reasonable
safe from unreasonable search and seizure.
You safe from a reasonable search and seizure. So then they just decide what's reasonable and not. But
Richard, you're right on, man. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
One other point.
Yep, quickly.
Real quick. And I think the American people are really getting what they deserve. I want everybody to know that.
All right. I think
because
you're right. Well,
the society is morally and spiritually bankrupt.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. I think that he's right, generally, that authoritarianism is certainly on the rise over the last decade, but that's not to minimize what happened to all the people that were arrested for drug crimes and other nonviolent, peaceful things back in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s and the 60s. I mean, these cops have been aggressing against peaceful people for a long time. It's just that we do have the tools now to widely report the things that they do, thanks to the internet and thanks to the proliferation of affordable video devices like your cell phone or small video cameras, that the videos are more prolific than they've ever been. I mean, back in the 90s, we were lucky to have that guy with his VHS camcorder record the Rodney King situation. How many other police beatings were going on that were completely unknown to the public because nobody was around with a video camera? They just weren't prolific in any way, shape, or form in the early 1990s. So I really wonder how much worse it is as opposed to how much better we're able to observe. what they do.
It's hard to say. I mean, there's no way to quantify these things.
Let's talk to Austin, listening in Charleston. Austin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for having me. I just want to get this out. I don't know if you all know this or not, but here in West Virginia, over the weekend, we lost two excellent state troopers, and we have another sheriff's deputy that was shot by a suspect that still was in the hospital. So I knew both of those troopers. They were great troopers. They were very fine police officers, always.
So did they ever arrest anybody for possession of marijuana?
I want to hear this point. What's your point?
The point is, whenever you ask me, did they arrest someone for marijuana? Well, their job is to enforce the law.
No, it's not. They can use discretion.
Their job is, whatever the law is, the book, they must enforce it.
No, that's not true.
But that's
a lie. That's a party line. It's nonsense.
Okay, so it's against the law here in New Hampshire to have marionette shows on Sunday.
You can also not play sports on Sunday either.
You can't put any beverage that is not milk in a milk container.
We actually have a law here in West Virginia that says if a man and his wife go on the courthouse lawn on a Sunday morning, he can hit his wife, and get away with it. But, of course, we have other laws that, prohibit that.
So my question to you is this, is if they have these ludicrous laws, and there are marionette shows, there are people playing baseball on Sundays in New Hampshire, and nobody stops them. There are shops open on Sundays, and nobody stops them. Why is it that police officers must enforce the marijuana laws when they don't have to enforce the Sunday laws, prohibition laws?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. In the law enforcement community myself, but whenever you have stacks of paperwork you have to go through, a marionette show is not going to cause any harm unless you have people out in public with that are
smoking marijuana is not going to cause harm either.
Well, it has been proven that it has caused some influences such as spice and stuff, but
spice.
Spice isn't marijuana.
I said that it causes fights.
F-I-G-H-T-S, as in if, pow. So
really?
Marijuana causes
fights? How many
people,
as a law enforcement officer, how many stoned people have you had to get into fights with?
Well, there are people with, fight over it, They are under the influence of.
They get into a dispute over marijuana, is that what you're claiming?
Well, yeah.
Don't people get in disputes over cars too? People get in disputes over money. Do you advocate arresting people over cars and money?
Well, no, it's our right to have cars and stuff.
I think it's our right to grow things and keep the fruit of our bounty.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you there, but
but you'll put me in a cage.
They have to enforce the law.
No, but we just established that that's not a true statement, that they get to decide what is an important thing and what isn't an important thing individually themselves. They can decide what a marionette show is important to arrest
people over. You can decide to pull somebody over who's driving 5 miles an hour over the limit, or you can decide not to.
Now, and this isn't really what my biggest dispute with the police is. I do think that marijuana laws should be changed from the top down, and I think the police, at that point should enforce people's rights to do so. But also in places like Colorado and California, the police have sided against the people who have voted in this legislation, sided against their public constituents against marijuana. So they have an interest in keeping marijuana illegal.
Austin, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
That
feel free to call in
jobs.
Any other time you'd like at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Hour 2, next.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.